changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to Changing Minds Online's Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, Akina. Thank you for asking. It's been a very big and powerful week. I hope it's been for everybody else as well.
Yes, I am super excited for our call today. We're getting ready to have an awesome guest with an awesome topic, so let's get into it, right? She is a certified transformational coach, speaker, and trainer, and she's going to talk to us today about your attitude is your altitude. I would love to introduce to you Keisha M. Green. How are you doing today, Keisha?
Oh, Akina, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Well, we're going to get right into it today, Keisha, because you know we know the ladies are waiting.
Absolutely.
So what does it mean to you when you say your attitude is your altitude?
Well, I'll tell you, in everything that we do at Keisha M. Green International, we strive to do so in excellence. And acquiring that kind of mindset and mentality of excellence embodies many different components, including the most important, which to me is commitment. If without commitment, no matter what your mindset is, you're not going to receive any results. However, the one that we're going to focus on tonight is that attitude piece. And I believe that is as important as it is because when you exude the right attitude and energy, you create a space for unapologetic power to attract what you want and to create the lifestyle that you desire. So when I talk about increasing your altitude, your level is based on your perception. And I want to say that first and foremost because, ladies, too often we spend too much time comparing. We're looking at what someone else is doing and we're trying to compare our results to their results or what they're receiving or what they are acquiring. And we have to stop doing that because it's based on our own perception. So my level, my altitude level, Akina and Jessica, is going to be totally different from yours. It's what pleases you and what gives you a sense of meaning in regards to your purpose in life. And our purposes are all different. However, the general meaning of increasing your altitude is to go farther, to dig deeper, to expand your territory, and to capitalize on your opportunities and your possibilities. Ladies, it means to do big, be big, think big, and to live big.
Yeah, that's, like, really powerful. I love how you're talking about, like, having that positive mindset and that really being crucial if you're trying to attract the life you want to live. You know, I know for me, you know, Keisha, I was not always that person who was really positive. I mean, if I look back at my childhood, honestly, as a child, I wasn't positive at all. Like, I was always that, you know, that kid who had a little bit of a harder time, and it was a skill, you know, for me to learn to be positive. It was definitely a skill that I needed to learn. And it's really a muscle. Being positive is a muscle. You know, what's the key to having a positive attitude?
Well, I'm glad you actually asked that, Jessica, because the key to a positive attitude starts, to me, with self-care, which is an outward reaction of self-love. You know, we're going to always be surrounded by people who are determined, it seems like, to tear us down, to break us apart, to have us call it quits. We have to learn to love ourselves inside and out so that we can combat that type of rejection that we're going to get from the world and that we get from ourselves. When you show yourself love, you're more eager to take care of yourself inside and out. So today we'll be discussing that inside internal self-care process. Self-care is necessary. It is critical in producing a space for that unapologetic, relentless power that I spoke of before that you have within you to go after what you want. And most importantly, giving you that attitude that you need to increase your altitude, which is what we're talking about tonight, and that energy of excellence and greatness, where you no longer settle, you expect.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I love how you're talking about, like, this. It's like really just getting the fact that you deserve, like, you matter enough to really have everything that you want. And it's not about making your dreams smaller. It's about making yourself, like, bigger, right? So you can get everything that you want. And, you know, I love that. You know, one of the things
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, you know, do you mind defining for us what you mean by altitude?
Absolutely. And that whole altitude thing, again, it comes in, again, your own awareness, but it's your level of success. When we think about success, we think about increasing our territories, expanding our opportunities, reaching for all those possibilities. And in doing so, that's why I always put that self-care component first, because we have to be aware of the fact that rejection is going to be upon us. You're going to receive more no's than you do yeses, and you have to build up that level of resilience against all those who deliberately want to sabotage you, but some that don't, but in our minds we think that they do. Oh, blah, I didn't get this. I didn't land that job today. Or I didn't get that opportunity. I didn't get that speaking engagement. It's not that anyone's trying to set you up for failure in that instance. It's just that you weren't the right person for. We got to learn how to love ourselves enough to say, I deserve it, and I need to keep going. And the components to that whole self-care process, or at least the ones that I want to get into tonight, because it goes pretty deep, and we could be on here for hours talking about this, but I want to focus on three components tonight, which is purging, getting rid of what no longer serves you. We as women have a habit of holding on to things too long, even when we know that it's no longer good for us. We don't need anybody to tell us that. We tell ourselves that, but we hold on regardless. I also want to talk about meditation, just briefly, because that can get pretty deep, but the benefits and the hows. And then I want to go into law of attraction a bit and affirmations. Attracting that lifestyle that we truly do desire. Look, ladies, before you even reap any harvest, you must first plant. And in order to accomplish this, it's going to be done with internal transformation first. How you think, what you believe, and what you feed your spirit is all a representation of what you manifest, what you receive. It's also an indication of who you are. Even the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. What we think is who we become. And that's why I always talk about the internal transformation before we even begin to touch the external or outside transformation. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and dive into the first component, which was purging. I call that the whole cleansing, releasing mental process. In order to accept the benefits of purging, you must understand the dangers of it. The inability to purge what no longer serves us or what we no longer need in our lives causes us major problems. We feel overwhelmed, exhausted, stagnant, and this negative behavior, it's stifles our productive, positive energies. So in order to purge, what it gives us is four things. It gives us a release from our emotional ties, and I just touched on that a minute ago, how we just hold on to things for too long, and sometimes we have to let it go. It also, it empowers us, it embodies us within choices. When we purge, we have choices. We have control. You are empowered with choices as to how you're going to desire to draw closure, either to a person, a situation, or a thing. You're in control instead of someone else or something else determining when it ends. Number three is we acquire a space for what or who your purpose to have in life. We always talk about, or we pray over what we want. I want this and I want that and I want to be a great speaker and I want to work in this career and I want to save lives and I want to do this. But sometimes there's no room for what we are to receive because we haven't let go of what no longer serves us. And then number four is you will gain peace. And I don't even got to go no farther than that. Ladies, that is priceless in and of itself. Just having that peace of mind. And once we go through that process of mentally purging, the next step we need to do behind that is we need to feed. Once you release, you have to feed. We have to feed our minds. And I call this that whole mental renewing process, right? So you must replace the negative energy that you just rid yourself of with positive energy and influences, people, and environments that are going to breathe life into you. It's no need of letting go of a lot of stuff if you're not going to fill or replace that stuff with something else that is going to serve you of some good. So that's kind of touching on that whole purging process. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to move from that right into meditation because I feel like we don't give meditation the credit that it deserves. The impact that it can have in our lives is detrimental to our growth as women. So when you think about meditation, you're seeking to reach a higher level of awareness and inner calm. In the process of meditating, we seek to free ourselves from mental chatter. So you can see how I followed up with this right behind that whole purging process. We want to free ourselves from the clutter, the environmental noise, all the debilitations that we carry with us. We want to connect ourselves on a deeper level. And we do this by quieting and clearing the mind. Meditation is the art of focusing 100% of our attention in one particular area. Again, I can draw this right back to the Bible. The Bible says that we are to meditate on His Word, focusing our attention, our soul beings, in that one area. Well, it's the same thing whenever you're meditating in anything in your life. You need to eliminate the distractions, clear your mind, and reevaluate all of that into one area. And there's several benefits to meditating. I mean, there's a number, but I'm going to go over about six or seven that are critical. One, it reduces stress. And we know as women, we wear many hats. We have a lot of stresses. And stress, as we know, invites a negative energy of like agitation and overwhelm. Whereas meditation is a space removed of that. Number two, it improves our concentration. When we are balancing so much as women, we have to be able to concentrate on what we are working on. And because you learn like the techniques of 100% focus, you learn to eliminate all those distractions and that fogginess is what I like to call it. So number two, when we're looking at meditation or the benefits of it, it encourages a healthy lifestyle. Once you commit to these processes with meditation, you tend to desire more in life, right? So you are looking at a better way to live. I mean, holistically, I'm talking mind, body, and spirit. You just desire a better, healthier lifestyle. Number four, increased self-awareness. And I can't stress that enough. Meditation teaches you to recognize your triggers. And we all have those triggers. The problem is that they catch us off guard because we have not identified them. We have to recognize those triggers, like all those frustrations and that anger, and we have to learn to become detached from it so you feel more confident and empowered, more comfortable in your own skin. Number five is increased happiness. we can go on all day about happiness and how and the role that it plays in our lives. But ladies, to sum it up, we deserve to live a happy lifestyle because we give so much. We deserve to go through these processes just so that we can have a peace of mind and happiness so that we can continue to give. If we are broke down and unhappy and depressed and going through all of that anxiety, we can no longer give back what people are looking for us to give them. Number six, let's go into the health benefits. We can Google the health benefits of meditation, and you'll get a whole gamut of stuff that will how it will benefit you. But two of them that I'm going to get into, because women suffer with this a lot, is it helps to decrease blood pressure, and we know that stress plays a huge role in high blood pressure. But one thing that we don't realize is that meditation and grounding yourself and releasing all of that, it actually helps to improve your immunity system, which we know helps to fight off diseases from, it could be cancer to the common cold, to, I mean, just the whole gamut of things. So it's important to us all around to meditate and to release all of this and to focus our attention in that one area that is going to bring us this happiness. The last one that I'm going to get into as far as the benefits of meditation is increased spiritual awareness. Because meditation assists with heightening, clarity, focus, you become more aware of a world that is much bigger than you. And the meaning of all of it. When you identify a world outside of yourself, ladies, you find your purpose. When you realize that this world does not revolve around you, you find what your meaning to life is. And meditation, that whole clearing process, it gives you that. Now, obviously, in order to effectively meditate, you have to know the techniques behind it. Unfortunately, for the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to go into all of that because I really want to leave some time to discuss with you the whole law of attraction and affirmations process. And for anyone who, most people do have a clear understanding of affirmations, but for anyone on the call that doesn't, affirmations is, it's a declaration or a sentence. It's a statement. It's a powerful statement. Aim to affect the conscious and the subconscious mind. So the words that form the affirmation automatically and involuntarily brings up or surfaces mental images of the mind that inspire, energize, and motivate you. So let's look at the law of gravity, for instance. Analogy to kind of bring this all in for you. If you drop an apple, if you're standing up and you drop an apple, you don't have to instruct gravity to take place, right? As soon as you release the apple from your grasp, it just does what it's supposed to do. You can't see it, you can't touch it, taste it, feel it, yet once it's challenged, once it's released, it just works effortlessly every time. Well, that's exactly how affirmations and attracting and a positive attitude should be as well. Once it's challenged, let's say someone cuts you off or is deliberately rude to you, or maybe you don't get what you want in a particular situation, a positive attitude should be there regardless. And that is that whole mindset of excellence. That's a big part of acquiring that whole mindset of excellence. It just happens. It's just there. So this is one of the most powerful ways to attract what you want in life because two things happen simultaneously. For one, a person fixes his or her thoughts. You fix your thoughts and energies on specific thoughts and desires. And as you do this, number two, you begin to attract the things that you desire relentlessly. Vibrations for example, is a part of all of this. I don't know if anyone's heard of vibrations before, but vibrations basically are affirmations. If you, for example, were to set a glass in the center of a table and you begin to tap repeatedly on the edge of the table, quickly, repeatedly tap on the edge of the table, the glass is going to eventually vibrate. It's going to move towards you. And that's how the law of attraction works. That's how it works when you are attracting what you want in life. You are speaking things over your life. And as you do that, those vibrations are occurring and you begin to attract what you want in life. Now, remember, this vibration, this attraction that I'm talking of, that I'm speaking of, works both ways, both positive and negative. So if you are always around Debbie Downers or you yourself are very negative, you are going to attract a negative mindset and a negative lifestyle. Scientific research has actually shown that it takes much more energy and effort to be positive than it does to be negative. As soon as someone cuts you off instantaneously, in a snap of a finger, you want to go into negative mode. You want to give them a piece of your mind. We have to work hard at being positive, which is why you always want to embody this purging and this meditation and this speaking life into you so that when those situations happen, that positivity kicks in versus that negativity. So examples of affirmations, ladies, could be success is flowing into my life. Happiness is manifesting around me. My body is infused with energy and great health. Wealth and abundance are upon me. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just positive things that you speak into your life and over yourself. That's what affirmations are. And ladies, they are powerful. Please don't discredit the power that affirmations will have over your life if you act upon them and if you believe in what you are acting upon. You hold the power. You hold the key to your happiness, your life, and your success. No one else has that for you. No one else can do what you're able to do for yourself through speaking that life over yourself constantly, all the time. The last thing that I want to share with you, something that helps you with this whole self-care process, as much as you surround yourself with those like-minded people and you participate in calls like this, I can't stress this enough. This community, ladies, what it feeds into you for free is astronomical. What it can do for you if you commit to it, I can't even speak on it. That these are the things that you need to embody in your life. Another thing to guide you in that self-help process, ladies, books, personal development books that you can do in your own time, on your own accord, read. Increase your level of awareness. Reading helps you to go deeper. It helps you with focus, clarity, and even motivation. I remember a quote that was spoken. I believe his name was Lin Yutang. He was a Chinese influential writer and inventor. And he says, the wise man reads both books and life itself, which means you can't just go through life without the assistance of diving yourself into books. Books can take you where you physically can't go sometimes. It expands your horizons. And there's books that, ladies, that have helped shape me into the woman that I am today, who that has helped to create this empire that I have been able to reach in my life. Books like Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey, Awaken the Giant Within, I believe that was Anthony Robbins. I mean, just read, ladies, engulf yourself, expand your mind, challenge yourself. And all of that will help to tie into this whole self-care process and will help you take you deeper into that purging and that meditating and that whole affirmation process.
Wow, Keisha, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
And do you have any final thoughts to share with our listeners before we close?
I tell you, oh my goodness, and so many come to mind because I am now I'm a talker. I'm a listener and I'm a talker, which is kind of a trainer side of me. But if I could say anything, is this. Ladies, it's time. Your time is now to do big. As I mentioned before, to be big, to think big, to live big. Release all that negativity, that self-sabotage, that stinking thinking. And remember, there is no one in this world that is powerful enough to do you as much damage as you do to yourself every day when you limit yourself. Nobody has that kind of control over you. And if you say they do, you gave it to them. When you open your mind to receive and give greatness, you open yourself to a world full of possibilities, opportunities, increased territories, where you have the opportunity to impact lives, to share, to speak over people. You have the opportunity to receive abundance and greatness far greater than what you can ever conceive or perceive in your life. You have to remember that you hold the critical component. You hold the key. It starts internally. It starts in your mind. The quote, whatever the mind of man can believe, it will conceive. Napoleon Hill, it is so true. Whatever you begin to think and speak over yourself, you will attract. And that is the fundamental principles of the law of attraction. And I'm going to tell you again, that dates back to the Bible. The Bible says that stuff. If you don't believe me, read it for yourself. Do that. Don't give people that kind of power over you. Take it back. Control your life and create what you desire to have.
Wonderful. Now, if someone was touched by what you had to say today, Keisha, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can definitely connect with me on Facebook, Keisha M. Green. My business page is Keisha M. Green, INTL, abbreviated for international. And you can reach me on Facebook that way. You can email me, Keisha@KeishaMGreen.com, as well as check me out on my website, KeishaMGreen.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, if you were touched by something that Keisha had to say today, then please find this show on Change Your Minds Online. You can also find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Jessica, do you have any closing words tonight?
Keisha, I just want to thank you for, coming on the show, and I loved everything you were talking about tonight, and thank you for teaching us, and just want to always thank our listeners, who listen in. If you're listening in real time, if you're listening in podcast mode, we love you, we appreciate you, we hope you benefited from tonight, and, we couldn't do this without you, so... that's it for me. On that note, God bless, and have a great night. Make it a great week, guys.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Keisha.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Good night, everyone.